So apparently, NVIDIA just made AI the new best friend of quantum computing, and that might be the shortcut we've been waiting for to make quantum computers actually useful. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. NVIDIA just dropped something called Ising models. And no, that's not a typo of Rising. These are the first open source AI models specifically built to make quantum computers less, terrible at their jobs. Here's the background. Quantum computers have been this perpetual 5 years away technology for about 20 years now. The problem? Quantum bits or qubits are incredibly fragile. They make regular computers look like Nokia brick phones in comparison. These qubits need constant error correction, which has been painfully slow and not very accurate. That's where NVIDIA's Ising comes in. Released just yesterday, these models make quantum error correction up to 2.5 times faster and 3 times more accurate than traditional methods. Here's where it gets interesting. This isn't just some academic curiosity. Harvard, Fermilab, Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, and IQM Quantum Computers are already using it. They're seeing immediate improvements in how their quantum systems perform. And the whole thing is open source, which means anyone can build on it, not locked behind some corporate wall like similar efforts at Google or IBM. And honestly, I think this might be the sleeper story of the year in AI. We spend so much time talking about chatbots and image generators that we forget AI's potential to accelerate other technologies. This could literally shave years off the timeline for practical quantum computing, which, by the way, would completely transform everything from drug discovery to material science to breaking most of today's encryption. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching NVIDIA bridge the gap between AI and quantum computing, something else was happening quietly that tells a bigger story about where computing is headed. We're entering an era where AI doesn't just run on hardware. AI is starting to design and control the hardware itself. Think about it. NVIDIA isn't using these models to simulate quantum systems. They're using them to actively control and calibrate real quantum processors in real time. This is part of a bigger trend. Remember last month when researchers at MIT showed how AI could design chip layouts better than human engineers? Or how Google's using reinforcement learning to optimize their data center cooling systems? There's a feedback loop forming where AI improves hardware, which runs AI better, which then improves hardware even more. What's wild is that quantum computing was supposed to help accelerate AI, but now AI is accelerating quantum computing first. It's like the student becoming the teacher before the teacher was even ready to teach, and the open source nature of Ising means this acceleration happens globally, not just in a few corporate labs. That's a big deal because quantum computing progress has been bottlenecked by how few people have access to both the hardware and the expertise to improve it. Quick hits before we go. Google released something called TurboQuant earlier this month that also tackles quantum computing, but early benchmarks show NVIDIA's approach is significantly more efficient. Meta launched MuseSpark on April 8th, continuing their push into creative AI, though it's mostly flying under the radar. And someone on Reddit pointed out that 2026 might be the first year where AI is responsible for more scientific breakthroughs than human researchers working without AI assistance. That's the fascinating thread connecting today's stories. We're moving beyond the era where AI just helps humans do their work better. We're entering a phase where AI is actively accelerating the development of other frontier technologies. Quantum computing today, maybe fusion energy or space manufacturing tomorrow, the line between the tool and the toolmaker is blurring. And that's either the most exciting or terrifying thing about AI in 2026, depending on who you ask. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.